Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. In spite of the weather, in spite of the state of the world, Mike always has a smile on his face.
Hey, listen, it's going to be okay. We've got the coffee is full right to the top of the silo. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts, all. Guys, help me something. I'm looking at the North Korean circumstance with President Trump. Is he and Tillerson playing good guy, bad guy, or good cop, bad cop with the little guy? What do you think, Miles?
They're just playing good cop, bad cop.
That's your interpretation of it?
Yeah.
Well, the establishment, as you are aware, are flipping their wigs on the entire Democratic side of the aisle and the check donor casher side of the Republican side are not impressed. When I look at it, that's what it looks like to me. It's good cop, bad cop. And I think that Kim Jong-un has never seen anything like the, we'll call it the rope-a-dope, because that's how it looks to me. Now, Ludwig, what say you?
Well, I think Trump's looking at the past and said, this doesn't work. I'm not going to waste any more time.
But if you listen to the talking heads, they think he's off the hook crazy. He went on another Twitter rant or Twitter tirade. I just don't see that. I mean, I'm still not a fan of his Twitter entirely, although, Miles, you've moved me a little bit on that topic over the course of the year, because if you read 60 quotes in a day and the media highlights one, you kind of got to roll your eyes and go, okay, whatever. But I think he's rope-a-doping Kim Jong-un down there to get the guy to move, knowing just what Ludwig said, that it's not worked so far. What surprised me, and the reason I wanted to start with this topic today, is the connection that goes on between North Korea and Iran. That's concerning, to say the least, and it's probably one of the real motivators behind Donald Trump thinking that we're not going to recertify that crazy lunatic agreement that President Obama made without Congress.
Well, the agreement is not constitutional because Congress didn't sign it.
Well, that's why they're calling it an agreement and not a treaty or anything like that.
Yeah, but the concern people are now having is if Trump ends it, that gives them the ability to help North Korea.
They're helping North Korea already.
Exactly.
Well, they'll have nuclear armament. Well, in truth, they've already got that technology.
We're just giving them time to do it without us really having any.
Worse than that, we're paying for it.
Yeah, what was it, $4 billion?
And when you think in terms of the D.C. folks, what's a billion between friends?
Pirates.
Right.
They keep paying them off, and then they want more, and they pay them again, and they want more. And finally, Jefferson said, no, ending this.
And he went there to ask our European friends, what's going on with these people? They said, you better pay.
Yeah.
He said, nuh-uh.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
That's not happening. That's not working.
And listen, he's known as being a non-interventionist.
Yep.
But he intervened by saying, you're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, it's extortion and we're done with it.
Right. So he prosecuted a war against them and won. And it took them a while to get up enough nerve to do it. But in this new modern era we're living in with technology and communication, you can see where it's launched them. By the way, on a different note, the media didn't make much of the hundreds of ISIS supposed soldiers that surrendered to the Kurdish Iraqi forces up in northern Iraq. Miles, did you take note of that?
No, I didn't read that.
To me, it was a big deal, and it wasn't anywhere. I had to actually, I was trying to find information about the North Korea and the Iranian thing and stumbled on an article. So I thought, well, is that true? And I went, like I always do, I got on Google, and then I went on Bing and a couple others because I know they all will limit what I'm going to see. And by the way, we're going to talk about that today in the Enigma report. But they'll limit what I see. So I searched out several to confirm, saw all kinds of pictures of truckloads of ISIS former soldiers, now they're prisoners of war, and the media, crickets, silence. Absolute alarming how the media treats us, and because misinformation or absence of information are both lies. And it's important to know that we fought this war with ISIS that I believe Obama caused, and that Trump's policies are resolving. In the media, not even Fox News, it's absent from the arena. And folks, it's a...
You had let us know, like, we're going to talk about this. I'm like, ISIS got captured, had no idea.
Well, they're not done. They're still there. They lost their stronghold in Iraq, and then a lot of folks surrendered to the Kurdish Peshmerga. That's an important thing.
Yeah.
Not only that, by the way, it doesn't lead into the uber-left narrative about who the Peshmerga is, or more specifically, who the Kurdish people are. They're good people. By the way, they fight like lions, but they're good people. Yeah, Miles.
Yeah, but I wonder out loud if this is that they just don't want positive news in the era of Trump, that all they want is bad and hurricanes and people suffering. And
that's exactly right. The San Juan mayor who's standing there crying about not getting any support. And there's stacks and stacks of supplies that are still unwrapped behind her, right in the picture. You're going, how stupid is she? And the answer is really stupid, folks. But it's all an attempt to try to paint the narrative that you just outlined, Miles, that he's crashing and burning, and everything he touches turns to poop, except for it doesn't. It works. That's the only.
I am conservative.
He's what was that term, Miles, we used to use, Milky Toast?
Yeah.
I'm a common sense conservative.
Oh, that scares me. Listen, the point is that there's a lot happening in that they're not reporting. And wrapped around this Iranian and North Korean, especially the North Korean part, is a coming meeting where Trump will be meeting with the folks from China. That's not getting a lot of airplay, and it's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
I think if the Chinese guaranteed they'd stand down, we're in a conflict.
Have you watched any of the documentaries on how the North Korean citizenry, and again, I don't know what I'm watching is real, but to watch at least what I've seen on documentaries, where, in fact, you and I talked about it recently, Ludwig, there's a whole room of people, and I understand this was a few years old, but there was a whole room of people that were getting cataract surgery, and they ranged from very young to very old, and once the surgeons, it was a U.S. surgeon that was there as a volunteer. Once the surgeons had completed their cataract surgery, they were pulling the bandages off these folks' eyes. And so they were seeing, in some cases for the first time, in many or most cases, they'd been blind for a long time. Their very first reaction wasn't thanks to God, wasn't thanks to whatever their religious faith is, wasn't thanks to the surgeon. They had to praise the great leader. That's a very, very different culture for us to try to understand who he's dealing with, Trump, that is. When you're dealing with a nation of people, not all of them, by the way, I'm not trying to say that, but the overwhelming majority of them appear to be absolutely cult-like in their following of Kim Jong in that family line.
That started with his grandpa. And
yep.
Reality is a lot of people don't realize they are oppressed. They just think this is normal. Because they have no exposure to the outside of the world besides what they deal with every day.
Right.
So, to them, this leader is God. They cried when Kim Jong Il died like it was the end of the world. They don't know any different.
Folks, we've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up with a different direction.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and you have to check that out.
Absolutely, RenegadeRiver.com. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all. Joining us is Angela Regas. Angela, it's been a long time. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Listen, folks, recently she related on Facebook, or Fakebook as I often call it, a story to me, and I wanted to make sure that we took a couple minutes to share it. Tell me what you saw. Where were you at, and what did you see?
We had an eighth-grade field trip to ArtPrize, and there was several political pieces in ArtPrize this year, and one of which was an interactive piece. It was a very large pincushion, and it was supposed to be Donald Trump, and you could put pins in the pin cushion, or if you opposed her artwork, you could put pins in a frame that said her name in it on the wall.
Remember, by the way, you can't quote her because the FCC won't let us.
I know. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? Because we're talking about her conversations with minors here.
Yep.
So I put a pin in the wall, and she was very kind to me. She actually even told me to angle it downward so it would stay in the wall, because apparently she had problems with them falling out of the wall. So I said, thank you very much. She said, thank you. I walked away, and I thought, man, that was actually pleasant. And I couldn't be more wrong. After she noticed that I was, you know, out of earshot, she began to verbally assault the kids in the eighth grade, 12, 13-year-old kids. And the one girl, she put a pin in her name, and the artist told her, well, you're nothing but a disgrace to your family and to this country. And another kid put a pin in the wall, and they were told, so you support a president who encourages men to grab women by their you-know-what. Everybody knows that whole statement there, right?
Right.
And then the other statement, which she had told my son, is that, so you support a president who's a white supremacist. And, of course, my son had said back to her, actually, I would support this president over the liar that we had in office previously. So we're leaving Art Prize and walking up the stairs with Bob. And I know we don't have much time here, so I hope I'm not talking too quickly. And the kids, one by one, were telling me what had gone on. And I had only walked away for a minute just to let the other parents know in our group that, you know, our kids were finishing up at this certain exhibit because it was very crowded in there. So the girl had told me what had happened, and she said, I didn't put a pin in her name because I love Donald Trump. I put a pin in her name because I don't like how she depicted the president of our country. And I said, you know, that's a good point. And I went to the manager. The manager went down and talked to the artist. And it wasn't the art that really offended me. It was the artist and her behavior and how apparently now it's perfectly acceptable to be vulgar and disgusting and insulting and verbally assault minors, because the correspondence that I've received back from Art Prize has been basically, by email, I'm so sorry that you had experienced this. I'm so sorry you had a negative experience. One email said, you know, artwork can be offensive to some and appreciated by others. And the only reason I had mentioned the artwork to begin with is to let people know what display it was.
Sure.
And I didn't go, I kind of kept this, you know, under wraps and just kind of tried to talk to Art Prize about it while voting was still occurring, because these people just want attention. They want, you know, negative press is great to them. And I didn't want to give her any sort of the coverage or
sure.
anything, because I know that was what she was seeking. But my point here is that Art Prize does not want to do anything about this. She should have been, first of all, disqualified, and she should have had to apologize to these parents. And I have been the one that has taken this on for two reasons. I've already been in the media. I've already ran for office. People at my son's school know who I am, and my son doesn't mind. But this poor girl, her mom is obviously devastated. I've been in constant communication with her mother, and she just wants her daughter to remain, you know, private.
Sure.
And I totally respect that. And I said, you know, on your behalf, I will take this and I will do whatever I can. And they need to have a code of conduct in place for these artists.
Yeah, it's
they're free to display their art, and if it's an interactive piece, if they don't want to hear what people may want to say, if it opposes their view, then they shouldn't have interactive art if they're
right.
going to slander them and assault them. And these are minors.
I agree with you. I think the art festival in general has been very, very good to Grand Rapids. However, we've already got a cultural norm in place that says you don't use vulgar language to eighth graders. So, listen, I'm out of time, but I very, very much appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
You have a great day at work, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Actually, isn't there a law in Michigan that using foul language in front of minors is a misdemeanor?
Because
there was a gentleman who was saving his wife and daughter in the river and started swearing.
Yep.
And was then prosecuted for using vulgar language based on a law made in, like, 18-something.
I see. I didn't know that. But my point in wanting to have her on, other than I think the circumstance of that artist, I don't know who she was, I didn't see it, but the general use of the vulgar language toward the eighth graders leads me into what I really wanted to talk about with this spot here, and that's that speaking tonight at the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, Senator Obama said near the beginning of his speech, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And I got to tell you, it's not that I want to be pious and say that there wasn't vulgar talk before President Obama, because that's not the truth. But we've become so calloused and so easy at throwing around vile language to try people in the arena of public opinion rather than due process. I think that his narrative that he advanced as a culture, I don't want to give him all the credit or discredit, but I think it married up fine with social media. Because now you watch the folks on social media. What's this guy's name? Weinstein. Listen, this guy's been in their fold for a long time. He's a millionaire. I joked when I was on the morning show for a brief minute, I wonder if Hillary Clinton is going to take the money that he contributed, and it was a lot of money, to her campaign, take that money and give it to some organization that helps women that have been abused. And John said this morning, well, she spent it. Wait a minute, she's a multi-millionaire.
Her and Bill Clinton have bills. They're broke.
Well, then when they left the White House, they were stone broke. That's what she said. Her idea of being stone broke is many millions, but that's a whole other world. But I just wonder, is this the culture that we want to become? Is this what Brian...
Didn't they, like, steal, like, silverware or something for the White House?
Yeah, but just the China.
Just the China. All right,
yeah.
That's right.
It's who have we become that this thing is... We're going to try this guy in a court of public opinion.
Well, I think you're the only thing you're missing here, though, is this is a one-sided debate. Roger Ailes, when he was accused of coming on to people's sexual harassment.
And Bill O'Reilly and all the whole.
Gone. And it's news done. For hours.
Yep.
Not new.
These people protected that guy for decades.
Yeah.
Some of them that, according to them now, were abused by the guy have been. Mum's the word silence. Miles, have you been watching this with any kind of tongue-in-cheek humor?
Yeah, certainly circle back around to that. But I think going back to your original point about how Obama thought he was going to change it, I think that the mainstream media and the ruling class wanted us to believe that it changed, but I don't think that we fundamentally did as a country, and I would put forth why they were so stunned when Trump won the election, because I think flyover country remained flyover country. I think they were just selling us a narrative that, the world's changed and we're suddenly all these progressive people.
You gotta look at it from their vantage point for a minute. They control the overwhelming most of education, especially higher education. And they control almost the entire media. They've got to be wondering, why are there still conservatives left? How is this happening? Haven't we poisoned all the water everywhere yet? How are these people still able to read the Constitution? That's the part that really makes them mad, by the way. I don't know. I don't think he fundamentally changed us. And to your point, I think the media and social media is having a dramatically negative impact. I think we'll get a hold of it, but we're there. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing.
White House Chief of Staff and retired General John Kelly talking to reporters about the phone call President Trump made to the widow of a fallen soldier. Kelly stated his offense multiple times at a member of Congress eavesdropping on the phone call, and Kelly also said that if someone signed up for the Special Forces, they knew they could lose their life.
He knew what he was getting into by joining that 1%. He knew what the possibilities were. because we're at war.
Kelly also confirmed what President Trump said earlier this week. President Obama never called Kelly after Kelly's son was killed in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the recent tragedy in Niger is being fully investigated by the Pentagon. The secretary asked reporters to avoid jumping to conclusions. USA Radio News.
What's not to love about October? Fall weather, fall fashions, pumpkin spice, Halloween, and Ovation Cell Therapy's free shipping offer. Nice. Now you can get vibrant, healthy hair that looks like you've just left the salon every day with free delivery to your door. The amazing Ovation Cell Therapy treatment delivers vital proteins and key nutrients to your hair and scalp, resulting in noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair. Guaranteed. There's nothing else like it and no better time to buy it. Ovation Cell Therapy is the third bottle in the shower you've been missing, and you can get it now with free shipping at ovationhair.com. New customers get a special introductory discount when you select USA Radio in the survey at checkout, plus free shipping. That's ovationhair.com. Remember, select USA Radio at checkout. Get salon quality hair every day. Ovation really works.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I don't know what it is, but this seems to fly by.
There's not enough time. I'm telling you, that's a problem. Ludwig von Wiedendorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts all. Listen, we've got a handful of topics that I'm going to try to pack into this next before we go to the break again. But it's kind of all under the umbrella of who or what is the swamp. We hear a lot about the swamp from both sides of the aisle, from the folks that I consider part of the swamp, the folks that are trying to drain the swamp. Miles Bauer, our resident Trumpublican, what is the swamp?
I think the swamp is a ruling class elite that lives by their political donors. They don't like outsiders like Donald Trump coming out of nowhere. They only want their accepted few to remain in power, and they want to continue to cash their checks. And if somebody goes in there and upsets that apple cart, they get angry.
So you're talking about McConnell and Dungy Harry and all that group, current and past? So mm-hmm. I've always identified the swamp to me, and I guess that's kind of what you're saying. I've always said it's check writers and check cashers. To me, it's about the money and about that handful of people. So I guess I'm agreeing with you, staying in power. And it gets a little bit murky because it's more than just the elected, in my view, by the way. When I look at some of the corporations in the United States, and I don't want to get into names because, frankly, I don't want to libel myself. It's my hypothesis, not even a strong theory. But it appears to me that many of these larger corporations – and no pun intended, but especially the global corporations, those corporations with interests in other countries also, they don't want change. They want those folks that you're identifying to stay in power because they keep them cozy. They are, in my view, the check writers. They're how this system is funded. And to me, to some degree, it's why the media is allowed to do what it's able to do, which is just to deceive us. And I joke a little bit, but there's a meme that went around a week or so ago, and it's of Forrest Gump, And it said, and just like that, no one was mad at statues anymore. And we talked about it. We talked about it during the statue time. We said a week from now they're going to have us all focused on something else, and this will be. And they move us. I don't want to be cliche, but they move us like sheep from one topic to the next. And if you started graphing it, I'm very convinced that you could find a mathematical cycle to it. I really am, Miles. You're the mathematician in the family. But I passionately believe that if we start chronicling this, in fact, we should do that, start chronicalizing the cycles of what they've got us angry about this, they've got us angry about that, and they hop from one to, and the duration seems to last about the same period of time. And it makes me pause and go, how stupid are we? Honest, folks, how stupid are we to sit back and be led around like we've got a ring through our nose walking on somebody's leash? No.
Go ahead, Miles. You're right, because if you think about the NFL thing,
yep.
At first, everybody, oh, we're all supposed to be worried about Colin Kaepernick. Trump fought back against it.
Right.
Now the needle's starting to go Trump, and to your point, I bet next week the NFL thing will be totally off the radar.
It will be. They just sent out an announcement.
It's going to get fixed.
You guys know, right?
Yep.
The commissioner sent out a letter to all the owners that players are required to stand now.
Now, here's the problem with that. Now, you're going to get the American Civil Liberties Union. You're going to get the NAACP. You're going to get a lot of organizations that will stir it. The issue is, forget that position and, folks, whatever you think about that position. My point is, and it goes to what you're saying kind of, Ludwig, and that's that it really doesn't matter what happens in that. Those statues didn't lose their meaning overnight.
No.
They're still there. Right. A lot of them are. They're still there. No one knocked those guys off the side of the mountain. No one's added or subtracted from Mount Rushmore. Nothing changed, but our entire narrative moved in a new direction, and it will again, and it will 2 weeks after that, and roughly 2 weeks after that. I think we're, what is that term, lemmings? We're a bunch of fools, I have to say. I'm coming to believe that, to allow... When we know that they're not telling us the truth, and let's go to Vegas for a minute. Let's go to Vegas for a minute. I think, folks, that we're being bold-faced lied to. I don't know who's doing the lying. I don't. I have no clue. But I think we're being bold-faced lied to. Now, it may be a lie of omission, because when you write down what we know, we don't know nothing. We know nothing. I don't believe the guy carried it all upstairs alone. I don't know that. I don't believe it, though. I see that Anonymous is floating around the internet with a theory that it was another Fast and Furious program that blew up. I didn't understand that conspiracy. There's a lot of different conspiracies. The only conspiracy I believe in right now is we don't have a clue, and I believe they do.
And you still have ISIS out there claiming this.
Yeah, and you got a guy that traveled all over the world, very, very wealthy. I'm just not believing the narrative. I'm just not. I saw there was one page of psychotropic drugs mentioned, that the guy was on psychotropic drugs to control depression. So the gut thing is to say he was just a screwball. But we don't know the facts. You couldn't fill a full sentence with what you actually know for a fact, other than the obvious.
There's so much here. I mean, they think that now the timeline switched, and originally they thought he was doing this to die, and then it was found out that, no, he was planning to escape. And you have videos of people in different hotels saying they were shot at, and you have...
Bellagio said that their lobby was shot up and people were hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Now, but that could have been... I don't know the logistics and where
a mile and a half away... I think it's a mile and a half, they said, and there was no way that even the sound of the gunshot from Mandalay Bay...
Yeah, 223 will fly a mile and a half.
But the sound of the gun.
Okay, so they're saying they heard it.
Yeah, and then the Bellagio is about midway down the strip, Mandalay Bay towards the beginning of the strip.
Did you see pictures where there were actually shots, whole shots at the Bellagio?
I didn't. I saw the lady.
See, I hear that. I've read this stuff. I've seen that video, but I've not seen any pictures that demonstrate bullet holes.
Yeah.
Which led me to say, all right, I've just jumped down another rabbit hole in the media.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And that's the problem with us. We don't know. And I'm going, you got an absolute army of investigators and lawyers Now, I don't know how many days we're into this, but we still don't really know anything.
10 days?
And that, to me, the absence of information is telling.
This makes Sandy Hook look like it was handled correctly.
But when I Google it now, and I did when Miles brought it up for topic on this show, all of the information I could see, not all of it, the overwhelming majority of it was 3 and 4 days old. That news cycle seems to stop, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right back with the statue story. Well, we got all that we can get out of that story. Move the lemmings on to the next chapter. I just think that's a fearsome way to run a country when the only constitutionally protected private enterprise is off the hook in the tank, and I'm referring to the media. They're the only constitutionally protected private corporation there is. Speaking of the swamp and corporations, I think that we need to take a lot longer look at these global companies that have their fingers so deep in our political pie. We heard about Russia forever. That will come back again as soon as they run out of material. But I'm wanting to know why are we allowing global corporations to be involved, and that seems to be okay when you know that their interest is not necessarily in keeping with the sovereignty of the United States. Those borders are a hassle to them, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I'm seeing that. Am I crazy with that one, Miles?
No, although, you know, normally in the past it was the liberals who were angry against the corporations, and now all of a sudden I'm listening to all of us bang away on the corporations.
You're right, but listen, I'm all about private enterprise. I'm a meritocracy kind of guy. But when you've got these corporations that have their feet in other countries, you've got to pause and question whose agenda they're playing to. Are they seeing themselves as American citizens and trying to prosper and do the United States good? Or are they off the hook and trying to do themselves good and really don't care about any other kind of thing?
2.1 billion people in China. That's what they want.
That's what they want. And to me, some of those folks are not nice people to sell us out. Listen, before we run out of time, very, very dear friend of mine, Gene Welch, is in the hospital. He's fighting with a bout of cancer. Gene, I just wanted to do a shout-out to you and say you are in our prayers, my friend.
Definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It is back again. You know it. The Enigma Report.
So, folks, this is what Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorf here are going to have to help me with today. If they control what you hear and know, are you really in control at all? That's an enigma. We think we're in control. This is the United States, land of the free, brave, all that. We get to vote and make a decision. But if they control everything that we're actually being told from kindergarten through the master's degree and every grade in between, I just saw this said that in higher education, the ratio is 12 to 1. 12 liberals for one conservative is what the Washington Times study indicated. I watched the media itself. The main broadcasting centers for TV that own a fair number of radio stations. And then when I look at the print media, to Miles' point, it's controlled by the New York and D.C. elements. Everything that you know has been scrubbed and filtered. Everything that you know has been presented with a hard left. I used to say center left. A hard left agenda, in my view. It isn't the facts. It isn't the news. ABC happened today. Now it's ABC happened today, kind of, sort of, and they take you down the rat hole. And that's not a free republic. That's not a republican form of governance. And so I have to ask, where is our government at? And I don't want freedom. I'm not looking, by the way, folks, don't stone me. I'm not looking for a curtailment of the First Amendment. I'm looking for a defense of the First Amendment. And I think that starts with us, we the folks. If you're watching a news and you can sit and document that news is lying to you, got to ask yourself, why am I watching this news? Click, 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 new channel. The market inevitably drives this. Inevitably, if the market decides to wake up and take the steering wheel, we can turn this ship, whatever you want to call it, center left, center right, center, whatever your destiny is, if that's whatever direction you wish we were, because right now we're way off in the left gutter. We just are. Even Democrats that do business with me acknowledge, Houston, we have a problem, because the facts that we're being told are warped. They're shined and printed, and they're bold-faced lies. There's omissions. Miles, help me here. What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, go back to the reason why the founders thought that the First Amendment was so important is that information is everything. And so, you know, going back to your earlier point, if you can control the information, you can basically control the people.
An informed and virtuous citizenry is what most of the founders, almost all of the great founders, offer some variant of a quote that contains those two words. And here we spend a portion of the show talking about Weinstein and Hillary, and I wrote, did the elite left redefine feminism? See Weinstein, Hillary, etc. Not according to Bill Clinton. It's been the same. So, and you go, well, that's so much for the virtuous part of the debate. They've absolutely warped that for lots of folks. And the generations that you see coming up at your college level, Ludwig, I'm afraid. Now, listen, there's a lot of good folks mixed in there, so I don't want to paint with a big brush. But a lot of these folks, when we get to the folks that are younger than you, as they become professors, they're bat left, crazy leftist, mm-hmm. in my view. Not all the young folks, but the folks that are destined for journalism and the folks that are destined for higher education teaching or education in general, they aren't center left, folks. I'm just telling you, they're fruit bat crazy leftists. And I don't want to be shrill like I'm saying they are, but I need to be factual. And that's what they are in my opinion, so, just my opinion. Tell me if I'm wrong, somebody.
Two examples of what you're saying. Number one, if you control the information, you control the people. We talked about it, North Korea.
Yep.
They think that what they believe is the
Vegas.
Truth and whatnot.
Yep.
Number two, if you think your vote, your dollar doesn't vote, ask the NFL how that works out. This was a multi-billion dollar organization who thought it was untouchable.
Right.
And they're finding out within 6 weeks.
Did they lose about 30% of their ticket sales? Is that what I saw a number on?
Yeah, plus almost $500 million in ad revenue. Yeah. That's where the real hit is. It's not the ticket sales.
Which goes to my point earlier when I said, if you don't like when you're being lied to, click, 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 now yep. you're on a new station. And so folks say, well, when we get off on these subjects where we're listing things that are wrong, it makes the average person feel a little bit overwhelmed. And I'm one of those average people, by the way. So when I look at them, you get stuck in it. Well, what can we do? Listen, I'm not calling for a boycott, so don't misunderstand me. I've said this on this air before. But Mike Hewitt's money is not going to invest itself in the NFL. And by the way, just so everyone knows, I passionately defend their right under the First Amendment to take that stance, especially since they're playing ball on government property. I'm just saying. They're not out on the NFL's property. We built those stadiums with tax dollars. That's government property, and that's what makes me cause to say the First Amendment is engaged there. When I'll have people say, oh, no, that's a private entity. No, it's not. Our money went to that. It wouldn't be there without our money through tax. And to Donald Trump's point of view, to his recent tweet reference, the amount of tax, how are they getting a tax abatement? How does that? I don't get
they
that.
They are a nonprofit, the NFL.
But it, to me, this is a sham.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be hypocritical because I'll tell you all along, corporations don't pay tax. The folks that do business with those corporations pay the tax. That's a truism. It is not possible for a corporation that breaks even or makes money to say that it paid its own tax because whoever did business with it, wherever that revenue came from, that revenue went to pay that tax. So for those folks that like to punish successful entities, forget it. You're punishing yourself. That's stupid. But that's for another show. But on the other hand, to do an even playing field, Renegade River is not getting any kind of big – they're not. That's not happening. Now, where you work at the college, don't say the name, they're getting all kind of my tax dollars.
Oh, yeah.
But that, and they're Thank supposed you. To be a private entity also, and that's not right. I just – government's got to get out of the business of private companies. Government has got to get out of the business of being in business, in my view. And that's what warps the playing field, and it's why I wanted to dig into this a little bit deeper, but at the same time ask folks to watch what you're being told. By me also, by the way. Don't just take mine are just opinions, but I'm being honest with you about it. It's what I said up front. If they control what we hear and know, then we aren't in control. It's just that simple. So one of the things I got to stop is I'm afraid I'll forget, folks. Next week's show is the 5th anniversary of this show. I'm very excited about it. We've got a small handful of some very special guests that are going to be on. One or two of them will probably surprise you. I'm just saying. I'm looking very forward to that show, and I want you all to join in and let folks know they aren't going to want to miss it. Even Ludwig will even have your microphone on.
Yeah.
So, Miles, am I wrong when I say if they control the news, if they control the information, that they're actually in control?
No, that's exactly right.
I mean, I don't want to be sensational with that point, but I don't want to lose focus on it. If they are telling us everything we hear and know, then we ain't in control. I just got to beat that drum a little bit more.
Well, how in control are
I
you
think
as
it's
a
critical.
Child?
Well, the parents.
Your parents give you all the information you want to know, so you're not in control. You learn and do as your parents tell you.
Are you saying that those rich handful of folks that control our government that Miles refers to and the media that I'm pointing to, that they're really our parents, they're in control?
Yeah, they tell us what we can and can't do, our limits. And
I'm almost 57 years old. You can still call me a rebellious child because I will not stand down.
Well, no.
It's just that simple.
We have a government that allows us not to stand down and makes us not stand down.
I think it's critical.
Yeah.
I really do. Miles, am I wrong?
No, I mean, it's always, the right thing to continue to try to pursue truth above and beyond what you're getting from the media.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music, so let me chime again. please, please join us for next week's fifth anniversary special. We've got a show that will make you smile lined up. Beyond that, follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt and on Instagram, TalkMikeHewitt. Don't forget two websites. Write it down. TheMikeHewittShow.com. We keep that up to date with podcasts. If you want to say, what did that guy say? You can go find it. And then the other thing is who sponsors us is RenegadeRiver.com, which I love. One of these days, we're going to have to do the 60-second thing during this era.
Yeah, why not?
We'll do it. Folks, we'll see you next week.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Store where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.